Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. I would like to talk about donuts.
Yay! Did you bring donuts?
I almost did. There's lots of raised fried pastries from all over the world, and we're all happy about that. But a lot of the American origin comes from the Dutch, and they called theirs Oleykoeks or Oleykoeks, depending on...
Oil cakes?
Yes.
Ah.
Very good. And they have been around since before the Revolutionary War in the U.S., so they have a long history here. I kind of stumbled backwards into fun facts about donuts on another topic. The phrase dollars to donuts came up, and the definition of what does... dollars to donuts.
Oh, yeah.
We kind of have
that?
A sense. We
what
use
does
it
mean?
A lot. The origin of that, it's an American idiom that seems to have originated in the 1800s. Yeah, it's a very American thing. And the sentiment is that the speaker is so confident that they're right about something that he'll use his dollars to your donuts. Like, I'll put in 10 bucks, you put in 10 donuts, I'm going to be right. He can't even imagine losing his $10.
Those 10 donuts are something of lesser value?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Although in my world,
I don't know.
10 donuts. That phrase reached its peak popularity in 1915. But you still hear it a lot. We're all familiar with it.
Yeah.
And now I just have a smattering of other fun facts. I'm like, I'm just going to Google donuts. And we're going to talk about fun things about donuts. So one of the first things that delighted me the most, I don't know why I'm asking the audience, are you all familiar with Voodoo Donuts
you can
in Portland?
Ask me.
Yes. I know you are. Voodoo Donuts in Portland, right?
Absolutely.
Have you been?
I have been. It's
Let's
a
see pictures.
Little teeny. Have you been?
Nope.
Okay. No. It's teeny, teeny, tiny. Like, you have to go outside of the shop to change your mind.
Oh, yes.
It's got cool stickers, and it's in this kind of older part of town.
Mm-hmm.
And they have one of their most famous donuts